Hello. Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you are not Shannon.
Wiener, wiener, wiener. Suce un sac de vie.
Oh, spiders!
Damn. In my head, oh, fucking yeah. Ear, fucking TikTok earworms. I'm savage. Bougie, ratchet, whatever the next word is. Mm-mm-mm.
Hello.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the shit show. Those of you who are regular listeners may be like, there's a third voice in here I recognize. You guys, Maggie Two is here.
I'm back.
Back, bitches.
I missed you guys.
I missed you too. I was thinking about you. I was thinking about you a few weeks ago, and maybe it was even last week when it was Cinco de Mayo, and I was like, we gotta have Maggie too on. So.
Yeah, I totally need to podcast more with you girls. It'll happen. I'm coming back.
Anytime, man. Anytime. I mean, we tell everyone anytime, Tuesday 9 o'clock, just like, be like, hey, can I hang out with you all tonight and podcast? Sure, bitch. Sure. You can. Of course you can. So,
oh, yeah.
Welcome to the shit show. How y'all been doing? Another week down, day 453 of quarantine.
It feels like that long, doesn't it? Shit's fucking ridiculous.
Getting used to it.
Okay, but here's the only thing. I am fortunate enough to live in a house with enough people that I'm not really ever bored. So that's nice.
That is nice. I'm not fucking bored. Like, there's plenty to do in my house. Plus, like, emotionally, like, shit's taxed because I'm working full-time and I got my kid full-time and my husband full-time and a dog full-time and we got to teach Catherine once in a while. So, like, our routine really hasn't changed much. We get up, we go to work, we come home, we make dinner, we sit on the couch and watch TV. Like, shit hasn't really changed.
That's kind of how it is around here. We just kind of make sure, like, the only thing is that the kids never leave. That's kind of the biggest change around here is the kids never leave. So we've got this 6 and 7 year old that we're trying to entertain, and they're the worst ones. The teenagers, not bad at all. But trying to get creative with the young ones has been a task. And Maggie, I cannot thank you enough for those tutor live videos that you do on Facebook. Oh my God.
No, I haven't done one in a while. I need to think about something else I want to do.
Maggie, your next video, you should do something real world, like what to do with all your graduation money.
Seriously. Especially because these kids are going to be getting extra because that's all they're getting this year.
Yeah. People are going to be feeling bad and like shell out the dollars.
I saw this. Actually, the artist is in like the same group as me and was like, I made this. So this is a frame. You can buy it on Etsy. It says class of 2020. And then there's 5 stars along the bottom, but only one of them is darkened. And it says the ending got weird. Do not recommend. Yeah. What have you guys been watching? What content? Watching, listening, reading? What? Tell me. I need recs for shows.
Well, if you have not watched Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu, it is a must freaking watch. I promise you that you will absolutely love it. It's a Hulu original, I believe. What else was really good? Oh, Working Moms on Netflix. Have you seen it?
I have not, but it wasn't my cue.
There's 2 seasons now. Season 2 just came out. I loved season 1. Also, Dead to Me is another new one that's really great.
Yeah, I watched season 1 of Dead to Me, and when I did, Shannon and I had a whole conversation about, like, how great it was to see, like, Christina Applegate doing shit.
Yes!
Right? And, yeah, I totally binged. Shannon asked me on Friday if I wanted to do something, and I was like, can't, I'm binging! And I was, I was watching season 2 of Dead to Me. It was, yeah, I mean, I think I liked season 1 better.
I can agree on that one.
But it was still really enjoyable. I also binged all of Hollywood with hometown hero Darren Criss.
Okay,
how was that?
I've not done that one. Okay, who's watched The Tiger King?
Was Hollywood good?
Yeah, Hollywood was good.
It's a bunch of different storylines, right?
Yeah,
I heard about Hollywood. Yeah. I've been considering it, but now that it's Maggie approved, I will.
It is not at all accurate to real life, but
okay.
Like, if you're fine with them pretending that, like, racism and homophobia were not that big a deal and people totally overcame that in the 50s, that's the one thing where I was like, I'm having a hard time accepting that because it's so not accurate.
Because that was a big deal. Because Rock Hudson hid that for a long, long time. And so and so did Mike Brady.
And he comes out, so, like, this is not really a spoiler, but, like, he goes to the Oscars and comes out at the Oscars his first year as an actor, right? So it's, like, right. So it's not accurate to life.
Shannon's all like, no.
No, no.
We got visual and audio going on here, and I forget, like, no, that would have tanked your career.
Right, right.
Oh, but you thought you were an actor. Yeah, sorry, bye. You're going to go get beat up in the alley now and probably end up in the hospital.
But, like, if you want to enjoy this, like, ride of – honestly, it would have been more like the 90s where these things happened, like, you know, yeah. This
first end of the 90s
on the red carpet. But anyway, it was cute. It was enjoyable. It was very stylized. And yeah, Darren Criss is cute. We missed each other by, you know, 8 months or something at U of M.
Yeah, you're love friends it. With like friends of his, right?
Right, so back when Glee was on, when Shannon and I would watch Glee, I looked him up on Facebook, and he still had his, like, regular person Facebook, and we had, like, 53 friends in common, so, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, people, one degree separation from Darren Criss.
Yeah, because I was in the theater department at U of M, and he was in the theater department of U of M, so we had a ton of, like, overlap, because I graduated the December before he started that September.
That's pretty cool.
I don't think I watched anything new this week.
You never watch anything new anymore.
I'm still pondering.
So I want to know opinion of Tiger King was if you watched it. Because I haven't been able to get past the first episode. I've tried three different times.
I didn't watch past the first episode.
Okay.
I made Imagine. Shannon watch it so we could discuss it on the podcast.
That was probably the only reason I watched it.
My brother and sister said, you got to watch it. It's so great. And I'm like, I'm usually into drama. I can do drama. But that was just, I
heard that, that reality show in the Carolinas or something is like even way crazier. What is it? I don't know. It's like, that's another, some sort of rednecky show, but.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really watch it. We watched the first episode. I was like, all right, Scott, this is the moment. Do we fall down the rabbit hole and continue, or do we just walk away?
Walk away is the best decision you could make.
The video for Drag Race All-Star Season 5 came out this week. So I was going to, I told Shannon some of the highlights, but I'm going to read off. Maggie, too, do you watch Drag Race? All right, so you're not going to.
No.
But it's good, and you should. Drag Race is the best.
Okay. I think I might know it was Glow Up that I watched, which I really liked.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But so I haven't watched Drag Race.
Shay Coulee from season 9. That's after Shannon stopped watching. So, but we have Alexis Mateo. Bam! We have Blair St. Clair, who clearly got her lips done. Like, they're dish big.
A bunch of them get injections so they can do less makeup. So I've seen them get their cheeks done, their lips done, so they have to do less contouring.
Yeah, but that's insane. Like, do you look at yourself out of drag? You look ridiculous.
Yeah, Chad Michaels looks a little ridiculous.
Chad Michaels looks so ridiculous.
He has like this skinny non-existent nose and big old cheekbones and big old lips.
Derek Barry's coming back. The Britney impersonator.
Oh, yeah.
India Farah, who is known for having been picked up by Mimi I'm First. Do you remember that? like old back season Mimi, I'm first picks her up.
Oh yeah, like twirled her, right? And then Rue was like, can't touch people.
Drag is not a contact sport, she says. Jujubee is Woo, Jujubee! Mariah Balenciaga, Mayhem Miller, Ms. Cracker, and the most important, Angina from season
Angina. Season one. She was runner up or winner?
No, she was
runner up.
No, not even
third place
or something. Yeah. Yeah, Angina was not. Yeah, no, because fucking Rebecca Glasscock made it to top three. So Angina wasn't even top three, but she was like, people knew she was good, you know, and everyone is gooped and gagged that she's coming back. I was watching the video. She was the one last into the workroom, and I screamed, and my cat was like, like, bitch, what are you doing?
Bitch, calm down. Maybe this is Drag Race.
Listen, nothing is more important than Drag Race to me. Also, they've been having RuPaul's secret celebrity drag race, and I think of his real name, Ted from Schitt's Creek, was on it, and I sent Shannon a picture. Wasn't he gorgeous?
Nice, yes.
He's a gorgeous looking woman.
Yeah.
And they did a roast of RuPaul. It was the best roast that has ever happened out of any season ever. All because they were all, you know, like, I think they got a little help, but it was really good. He was very
They got a few writers in the room.
And they got
so are you talking about RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah.
I think I watched that the first like season way long ago.
Yeah. Like 15
maybe
years
two
ago.
Seasons. It could have been like two seasons, but I didn't know that they'd continued that. You guys gotta remember, I haven't had cable in 12 years.
Girl, I watch it illegally online.
No, that's too much work for me. I got Netflix, I got Hulu, I got YouTube TV. If it ain't on there, nah.
Oh, it's anyone that makes anyone.
Oh my goodness, you guys. I totally just thought of this and I forgot to tell it previously. So Mother's Day was Sunday.
Yes, it was.
My mom was like, I want crepes. Like, your dad hates crepes. Nobody ever makes me crepes. I want crepes. And I was like,
Okay,
I guess I'm making crepes. So I did, and they were amazing.
It looked amazing. Now. I saw that Facebook post, sister, and I was jealous of those crepes because do you know, this is the first year I haven't had somebody like help my kids do something for me for Mother's Day ever. So 14 years I've been a mom. 14 years I've had somebody do something for me, and this year, nothing. I was crying all day.
I only got a gift because it was assigned to my daughter to do in her homework. So
my
family fucking fell down flat too.
Yeah, normally my dad takes us out to brunch or like Chris would like help the kids make breakfast in bed for me. I had a couple of roommates who did the same thing, the breakfast in bed thing. So it was like I always had somebody to like do something above and beyond the project at school, right? So it's funny because my mom has had this box of candle holders from their Catholic church for, I don't know, 30 years, give or take. And they ended up at my house somehow, some way, along with all the rest of her shit. And the kids painted them for Mother's Day because we needed a craft for them to do. And they were blank glass and we had the paint and had already done stained glass windows. So they knew they could do it. So it's like, not only did I not have somebody to think about Mother's Day, literally helped my child make his gift for me.
Yep.
I got my mom a shirt. It took forever to get here. So, like, I don't know if you guys have been tracking stuff, but shit gets stuck in Detroit for, like, 5 or 6 days.
And I've been something stuck in Detroit right for 15 days.
They'll go to Lansing, and then they'll go to Ann Arbor, and then they'll go to Detroit, and then they'll go back to Lansing, and then come to Howell.
So I heard that the Detroit Processing Center has like less than half the people it normally does. So that's why shit's taking forever. But anyway, it finally arrived today. So I got her a shirt that says, I stand with that woman from Michigan.
We're all doing jazz hands.
And she was like, oh, I love it. And my dad was like, I want one. And I was like, well, Father's Day is coming up.
I could better order it now, man.
Order it now, it'll be here in time.
Yeah, everything's taking a long, long time to ship. So
it's annoying.
I went on a shopping bender a month ago. And
I think we all did.
It's finally starting to roll in. I mean, not counting the baby Yodas because those are made in China and everything was pre-ordered in January. So shit's just shipping now. But like I got my first Facebook ad purchase today. I don't know if you saw, I went live on Facebook and then I posted a TikTok. I
did not.
Fell victim to a Facebook ad and it was a bumblebee helmet, like a full size bumblebee helmet that transforms and has a voice box. And I was like, we're going to wear that to the fucking store because it covers our face. And
if like the Chewbacca mask?
Yes. And if like people get too close, I'm just going to transform into angry eyes.
Right.
Back off, motherfucker. Get 6 feet away.
So and this question, in the thing, in the ad, he's wearing it on his head. That's not a question. It's a statement.
Yes. In the ad, a human being is wearing the helmet on his head. And then at the end of the ad, the helmet is sitting on a table and is like, also doubles as a speaker. And I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Right. A little Bluetooth action going on. I dig it. Very reasonably priced for what it was advertising. It was more than 20, less than 100. I honestly don't remember if it was 40 or 80, but probably somewhere in that 40 to 80 range is what I'm really guessing. So a package arrives from China a few days ago, and it's this like small box. And I also bought Japanese wrap shoes. So I thought maybe my two pairs of wrap shoes, like maybe they were balled up, you know, and in a tiny box. So I left it in quarantine for a few days, and Scott finally opened it this morning, and he brings in this small box and he's like, you're never going to guess what's in it. And there's a picture of the product on the front and we died. It was my bumblebee helmet came in today. My bumblebee helmet.
It fits like a glove, Shannon.
It's like a glove, right?
So literally.
Literally half the size of your face.
My bumblebee helmet is a Bluetooth speaker.
Well, I mean, that's a really cool Bluetooth speaker. I bet my son would love it.
Right? Right? So,
not worth that kind of money, but okay.
That his eyes do glow blue when he's on. So that happened. That happened. Can't wait to show them off at the staff meeting tomorrow because they all know some sort of mysterious package is waiting for me in my garage. So, yeah. I've also become addicted to TikTok. So these are leggings I'm wearing as a shirt. I cut the crotch out. And
that was a TikTok.
Made a shirt. It was a guy making fun of, there's a guy on TikTok. He's like a ginger bear. And he remakes DIY videos. So he watches DIY clothing videos on YouTube and then does them and puts them on his big burly man body.
So he basically shows whether it's like a whack or a hack.
Right. And so he did the leggings as a top. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do that. So I did that this morning too.
So I did one of the
DIY. And now I have leggings as a top. It's a very short crop top.
It's cute though. I like it.
These are a pair of LuLaRoe's like that, like, you know, they're like one of those random bags you get, like mystery pairs. And I'm like, well, I ain't never going to wear these. So let's cut the crotch out of them and see what happens.
There you go. I'm into it actually.
And it's warm too. Cause it's the, you know, it's the LuLaRoe like material. So it's soft and I want to touch myself. I'm kind of sweating. I'm like, it's kind of warm.
How's your new deodorant though?
New deodorant where it's working out pretty good.
So what new deodorant are you using?
I another Facebook ad purchase. We'll just go down my list tonight. I bought Loom deodorant.
And
it's like the antibacterial, like it paralyzes the bacteria in your pits and bits so that it doesn't produce odor. So,
Do you feel about it?
I mean, I've been using it for a few days, so I feel good. So I put it in my pits and in my bits. So my leg, crotch, groin, joint area, and then in my fupa crease, so underneath my belly, because that gets like moist and gross. And then I did throw it on my feet because I have really stanky feet, but I really need to clean the shoes I wear frequently and get like the bacteria and stank out of that, so that like
my brother uses a spray by Soft and Dry for that.
Yeah.
For the shoes. This is my new deodorant. This was one of my purchases. Love Planet and Beauty. It's an all natural, aluminum free. This one is the coconut oil and ylang-ylang. Hey, girl, I love that hair.
Look at him. He looks like a hottie Viking. I have a little hottie Viking living with me.
So sexy.
And a big old beard and a mohawk.
I don't know. I sort of feel like he looks like he needs an AK-47. He looks like a white terrorist.
That also.
Yeah. Love it.
We're just going to go with the Viking theory.
No, yeah, no. Keep your sexual fantasy where it is. Don't be like that. So after you told me that the Loom came as a lotion, I ordered it too.
So. Oh, good. Yeah, so I got the lotion, and I got a bar, and I got the wipes. So, and the wipes have the stuff in it too. But I've used the lotion. So
I'm going to check that out, I think, because that's definitely different. But I'm being more conscious of the product. So since I switched my shampoo to my Monet, I've been loving the difference between using clean products. I switched my body wash almost a year ago to one. It's called Renpure. I get mine at Walmart, but Meijer sells it too. It's like, you know, sulfate free, paraben free, phthalate free, all of that stuff free.
Yeah, I've used Renpure shampoo and stuff before.
So I've only used the body wash. I'm super anal about my shampoo. I haven't used anything but Monet in like 2.5 years, and my hair is like, my bald spots from when Chris pulled it out, they're growing back. Like, nice. I look like I have bangs. I have to have Cassie cut me bangs when she comes home. But yeah, so I'm getting into all the cleaner products. I have some of the Honest, company dish soap underneath my sink. I'm going to try that out and see how I like that. But my deodorant was the next step. So I'm into the cruelty free, vegan, all that good stuff.
So my woman, who I've been ordering deodorant from on Etsy for years, was like, these fragrances that you're ordering are going to burn. Like, do you need me to, whatever. This year, when I order in the fall because I like one of the autumn flavors called Autumn Harvest. It's got cranberry in it and stuff. It smells amazing. So I was like, no, I've been using your products for years. They're fine. So I don't know what she did. She didn't tell me that she switched stuff, but I was like very confident that everything would be fine. And they're not fine. They've been burning. And so I know. So, and they also, my pits started doing the like dark pits thing that I get when I use baking soda. And I'm like, none of this shit has baking soda. My pits are just mad right now. So I was like, I need something very gentle. And so that was why I'm trying the Loom now and seeing if that works out for me, because like that shit used to be so gentle. So I don't know why my pits are so angry right now.
Yeah, that's what I like about this stuff, is it's really nice and gentle. I've noticed that my skin under there, I've only been using it for like 2 weeks. But I'm already under there. Like, my skin is softer under there. Shaving is easier. I don't have as much of an issue with that. And so far it works. The plant-based deodorizers are a good thing.
Yeah, I had no clue I had a baking soda sensitivity until I started using Tom's baking soda-based deodorant. And I think I had purchased some, too, from, like, moms who sell that shit. Yeah. You know? So when I have my annual vendor fair, I make sure I get natural soap bitches in there. And I was using their stuff. And I just noticed my pits, like, became a dark carpet. Like, the skin was raised and textured. It didn't hurt. It didn't burn, but it looked funky. And so I was showing my sister, I was like, oh, my pits. What the fuck's going on with this? And she's like, I don't know. Take a picture. Send it to me. So I sent her a picture, and she sent it to one of her friends. And she was like, oh, that hoe got baking soda sensitivity. She would stop that shit right now. I was like, oh, okay, then.
Like, when I first switched to natural deodorant, the like Lush deodorants that had the baking soda in it, I had real issues with, and then the ones that didn't, I didn't. So I figured it out pretty quick.
Yeah. But
yeah. My pits look like that now, and I'm not using baking soda. So shit's fucked up, the end. All right. So now that we've talked about pits a lot, let's talk about how gorgeous my face is, guys.
Seriously, yeah. You look gorgeous. I love. Well,
I put lipstick for you on for y'all tonight.
So
I use my tanning oil. So I came in with a naked face because my skincare and my tanning oil are doing me justice, and I'm loving them.
Yeah, I threw lipstick on because I figured like my top would make me look like I'm naked, so I probably should put some color on my face.
So one of my stupid purchases that I wanted to talk about, though, I have magnetic eyelashes.
So what's your take on the magnetic eyelashes, Maggie?
So I want to say, first off, I purchased the Ardell ones where it has two. Well, first of all, I purchased some on Amazon, and they were way too long for my eye, and I cut them, and then where I cut them, they, like, didn't snap together and would, like, stick out like that, and it wouldn't, like, curve correctly. So I was like, okay, that didn't work. So that was test number one, I don't know, way over a year ago. And then test number two was the ones from the Ardell that you get just like at whatever, CVS, Meijer. And those worked okay, but I would have to put them on like 5 times each just to get them to sit right. Like that took a really, there was a learning curve there. This that I'm doing right now is the kind with the magnetic eyeliner.
And okay, that's the ones I was thinking about trying.
And I was like, okay, I don't want to get ones that are $15, and I also don't want to get ones that are $75.
Right.
So I already forgot what brand these are, but they were like $30. So I was like, that's about where I want it to be, where like I've spent enough that they are higher quality, but I'm not fucking spending, like Moxie Lash is really fucking expensive. You know, I'm not buying Moxie Lash. I don't need that.
Like over drag queen. You ain't working the corner. They look good. I like them.
I like them. They look really good. Maggie tried those magnetic eyelashes. Yeah, the ones that have like the eyeliner. She's wearing them now. Look at, they're really pretty. Josephine came in and saw us like complimenting you and stuff. She got curious. She's like, "What's going on?
Why is Maggie
gorgeous?"
I love them. I think they look really good. Did you have to trim those ones at all?
No, these ones were actually pretty short. So they were like, trim them if you need to. And I was like, girl, these are the right length. Like I noticed right away that they looked pretty short. So
that's awesome
too. Because I do like with other false lashes, I do need to trim them, you know, normally. Like I said, with the first pair that I tried, I trimmed them, and they just, then they never sat right again after I did, so.
I've never successfully been able to do falsies, ever.
Yeah, I guess they have, you know how we use the crimpers to curl our lashes? They have those to apply your two-sided magnetic lashes now, so you stick them to the thing, and then you clip your eye, and then poof, they're there. I was like, well, that would have been helpful 2 years ago.
Right
when I tried this shit the first time,
that's what the Ardell ones had that I got, the ones, the first drugstore ones I got, but I still had to clink them together multiple times to get them to sit right. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't, you know, because that's the thing is that they were, you, when you're doing that to them, you are clicking them together on your eyelashes, right? That's what they are connecting to. And so if you don't get them sitting right on your lashes correctly on your lashes, then they're not gonna work. They're not gonna be what you want. So like I am sold on magnetic eyeliner.
Okay. I'm down with that.
I looked it up in my email, my lashes, just in case anybody wanted to know, the lashes that I'm recommending are Uptown Lashes. Uptown Lashes. So those are the ones that I went for just because I was trying to find like not too cheap, not too expensive. You want that middle spot, and I'm sold.
Nice.
So last week, I think I complained about this because I asked Shannon what was in the thing. She didn't come up with mango, right? I'm highly allergic to mangoes. And so the place where I get my CBD has all of these like balms and lotions, and every single one has mango butter in it. So did a bunch of research. I got this. It's called Peak Rescue Rub. And so I've been getting like a lot of pain through here lately. I think it's just aging. It happens from sleeping. I sleep on my side, and every night now, like, I wake up with pain because life is stupid and it's a total fucking racket. So this does, it smells like herbally and florally. It's not like great. I don't love it, but I sort of thought it was going to be like Tiger Balm because that's what it seemed like. It was like, we are very Asian inspired. And I was like, oh, Tiger Balm with CBD. But yeah, no, I just keep on rubbing myself and being like, I smell like flowers and weed.
I smell love like, it. I mean, smell you like can't a really hippie.
I smell like a hippie. Also, my loom was the lavender sage, because that was the only one where I was like, yes, I can tolerate that fragrance. Everything else, I was like, ew.
I think I got the unscented.
I got unscented.
Orange, the orange bottle is.
I got unscented and I got the lavender sage.
I was going to say, I hate that.
Well, I just absentmindedly opened Reddit because I'm ADD and I can listen to you guys better if I'm not looking at you. But this says, leaked White House data shows infections spiking more than 1,000% in rural areas that backed Trump. But no, guys, let's open now. It's totally safe. Here's some other bullshit I heard this week. Carnival Cruise Lines bookings is up 600% for September, which is 200% over last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. What girl, the
people want to get out.
Doing?
Yeah, they want to get out.
Corona, did book something. It was for work. I've been working my ass off to be able to save the money to be able to book this trip because it's huge for me, for my business. I mean, like, Pure Romance had convention, didn't they?
We did.
This is our convention.
Yeah.
So, like, if it doesn't go on, like, they're going to refund me my money. I will get my full refund. I've already been given that.
Pure Romance just canceled convention for July.
See, ours isn't until September.
Yeah.
So you're damn right I bought that ticket. And you're damn right I've already been looking at hotels. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to my parents about booking them. Because I cheat. Yeah. My parents working for that company up in Michigan and traveling, they book the hotel room in their name, but the company pays for it. So they have the rewards programs and they just get all my hotel rooms for me for free. Mm-hmm.
I will say, I think I feel safer in the stores with this going on because shit's cleaner.
It's way cleaner. And
they've put up these really cool plexiglass walls between customers and cashiers at the fast food places, at Meijer. I was like, hey, I can get used to this. This is nice.
The first time I went to Meijer after quarantine, we'd been under 2 or 3 weeks, and it was the first time that I did like a major thing like that. And I was like, this is dangerous. There's a million people coming at me. Nobody is respecting social distancing. And like, I just stand here and wait till I finally have a spot to go where there's not like people barreling down. This motherfucker stopped in front of me and there's a whole line of traffic coming that way. Mm-hmm. So I was like, they need to do something about this. Like, there was too many people at the Meijer at that time. There was like, it was wild.
Was this before they had like given everybody their like, they pulled down the max capacities and stuff like that?
Yeah, it was then.
Yeah, I've been doing mostly pickup. So I did end up in the store 2 weeks ago on a Saturday at 1 o'clock in Meijer, and it was the most glorious experience of my life. I was like, I like this COVID shopping. No one's fucking here. I've been doing pickup. So just because I don't want to hassle with the store. I just pray that like I'm only getting the shit we need. So I just pray that it's in stock. I restarted my like HelloFresh a subscription so we could at least get like 3 really nice dinners a week. And then now I'm just going to the store for essentials. So
we started this new thing. COVID has just done so many great things for my house. We got really sick of having the conversation every day. What's for dinner? So we took and wrote down like the favorite meals in the house. We did twice. So like stir fry, tacos, appetizers for dinner, breakfast, dinner, those things we did twice, but we wrote down 30 different meals, cut them, you know, like names in a hat, put them in a vase, and we pick out of that every night and take out whatever the, you know, whatever's in the freezer, whatever meat's in the freezer that we need to take out and then thaw for the next day. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it has worked out so great. We bought everything we needed, you know, with the exception of obviously you have to keep going and getting like your produce and stuff like that. But you know, bought like all the frozen stuff and all the canned stuff that we needed. And then the protein for it and keep that stuff stocked. And it's been a lifesaver.
Yeah. That sounds fun. That sounds interesting.
Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot to show this during show and tell.
He is so cute. Catherine died and was like, "Mommy, I need one of those."
It is.
I got some pretty awesome hair tools too.
It's like the coolest Yoda cover I've seen so far.
I love that one.
Baby Yoda phone case. It looks like
very Step Brothers, like 1980s. Like
it's like a 1980s portrait.
Yeah, I love it.
We've got a big head looking sideways, and then like the littler one in front of it.
It's just looking up at itself. Like I'm so cute.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot to.
Shanghai Disney's reopening.
Yeah, today, I guess, or yesterday. Shanghai Disneyland opened yesterday.
I'm about to book a trip to Shanghai.
I don't know, man. Make sure that they don't start shutting shit down again before you do.
And then Disney Springs is letting affiliate stores and affiliate restaurants, so nothing owned by Disney,
right,
open, but like
so like Rainforest Cafe, all those third party Lushes and shit get to open. Yeah,
so that is happening. And oh, I have some drama llama to talk about Disney. So Julie told me not to tell anyone, so of course I'm going to tell it on my podcast.
Well, you know, only 13 people listen, so we're good.
She said she doesn't think that Disney's going to open for June. She was like, don't tell anyone this, but I don't think Disney's
going to open. Oh, for this June in like a month.
Yeah. And
yeah, no.
Christ, yeah.
Today was sign up for Marathon Weekend, right? So that is the January race at Disney that I will never do. Because it's right during finals. So
did sign up happen?
It happened and it was sold out in 24 minutes.
Did they decrease the amount of people that can sign up?
Oh, yes. That's good. So
that's good.
That is nice. Someone called to complain or to be like, what the fuck happened? What? Like, because one of the people, so like I even listened to the Disney podcast tonight doing their live show because I was curious about this. And so this woman said she called Disney World to be like, what the fuck, I couldn't get in. And they confirmed that they decreased the number of bids available, but they did not say by how much. They wouldn't say by how much they decreased it.
No, I'm so Michael.
That same woman said she signed up in July of last year for Marathon Weekend.
Yeah.
Marathon Weekend sold out in 24 minutes. I got an email from the Y being like, you still want to work for us this summer? We're going to do some in-person camps with social distancing. And I was like, I mean, I thought I did, but I don't want to do that. So, and then like none of the thing, like, cause it was just like a Google Doc survey. So much of it didn't apply to the job that I had applied for. Cause there's only one position that is the job that I applied for. And so I was like, this, so much of this doesn't apply to me. So I just sent the woman who I've been dealing with, I sent her an email and I was like, if we were not in the middle of a pandemic, I would be 100% on board. I would be ready to sign my contract. I would want to work with you. I adore you. I adore the team. I thought I was a great fit. Like, I would want to do this. However, I live with someone who is high risk. I caretake for someone else who is high risk. And I think we are headed towards a worse second peak. And I feel really nervous about this. And that's what I said to her in the email. Like, how terrible would I feel if, because I just took a job because I wanted to have a summer job, because I have the unemployment right now. I could just sit here at home and continue getting unemployment. Or I could take this job that I wanted and potentially bring it back to my father and grandmother by taking this additional risk that's not actually necessary.
You know, and so how do we move forward? Do we only, like, do we see our loved ones that are compromised? Do we only hang out with people that have been as strict as we have? You know, which would be like the three of us and Ginger.
I'm kind of worried about, like, movie theaters. Places like Rollerama, Sky Zone. That stuff needs to stay closed.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
See, you got it going on.
These are the ones from Disney World.
See how
anybody
much I got
been
going
to the
on.
Store and seen the parents with the masks and children with no masks, or children with masks and parents with no masks?
I got a whole collection, bitch. Like, I got enough for us to have, like...
I have one, but I definitely did the DIY thing with the sock. Have you guys tried that one?
No, but I saw it.
Totally did it. Joey did it because she needed a mask. She was like begging, "Mom, can I please go to the store?" And I'm like, "Joey, I really don't want to take you."
See that one?
That's cute. I like that. I broke down and I took Joey to the store because she was just mentally like she needed to get out of the house.
Yeah.
So I'm
at that point too.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm running errands. I'm going to two stores and meeting up with a friend to give her baby clothes.
I saw three people I knew at the store on Friday, and I got home and I was like, I am jazzed. I am pumped up because I'm an extrovert. And so since I talked to three people who I knew and got to have conversations with them, I was like, I'm full of power now.
Yes, I have like three masks for Catherine. I have four masks for myself. I got two or three for Scott. Plus I spent way too much money on Disney themed masks.
So that's pre-order. The thing. My mask was, I literally didn't have a mask until it was given to me by an essential worker. One of my girlfriends works at Aldi. I absolutely love her. And she like came up to me and she was like, "Girl, where's your mask?" And I had like one of the, like, a disposable one, but it had broken. I was like, "It's broke and I need groceries. So here I am." And she was like, "Hold on, I'll be right back." And she went and she grabbed me one. I guess people have been bringing them in and won't stop bringing them in. So they're just giving them when they see people they know without masks. So I did get that one and I'm very thankful for it. But then we did the sock thing and the sock thing works.
Cool. Yeah.
So you do have to cut it below the heel. Okay, because the heel goes on your chin and then the top of the sock goes over your nose, but it works perfect.
Cool. We'll have to try that. I did
My Joey actually used a green sock that had spiders on either side. So a spider here and then a spider here and then like cartoony spiders. So now, and it's got like, it's green and then the spiders are black and the heel and the toe were black. It looks hilarious on. So she's got like a spider here, and then like, it looks like a mouth.
That's funny.
It's funny. So hilarious. Yeah.
All right, we got anything else, ladies? It's 11:15.
I got some internet things of the week that I
internet
wish-
things
oh,
of the week
are my favorite.
All right, so I've got three this week. There were a lot of good things.
Okay,
I have this shirt and it says quarantine. Quarantine is what keeps us from being together today.
I
saw
that.
Quarantine. Quarantine is the reason we drink today.
Lovely.
By the way, sit back and relax.
Love it. Love it. This one's a tweet. If another one of you smug fucking introverts tweets the same damn joke about lockdown being no different than your regular life, I'm going to find out where you live, come to your house, and that's the end of the threat. I will socialize with you, motherfucker.
And to socialize you.
And then I did not stop laughing at this when I sent it to Shannon. It says, "You will never climb to heaven with your hands full of penis." It's It's an anti-masturbation. It's a stop masturbation now. It's a Christian anti-masturbation. But like, I could not stop being like, well, not with that attitude, you won't.
I mean, I could put dicks in my mouth and climb that ladder.
Right, bitch.
You can have the dick in your hand. You know, like, I think you can.
I like big boys, itty bitty boys, inner city boys, country boys,
Mississippi boys.
And hello, do you not live in America? You know the way to get up that ladder is to put dick in your mouth. So touch penises.
I just really think if you're careful, you can have the dick and also hold on to the rung.
Totally.
I like totally want to get my Mr. Dependable out and try.
He's a little thick.
And I have one more thing to promote, which is that Miss Ginger, who was on a few weeks ago, started a GoFundMe to help the tattoo parlor. So yeah. If you are friends with us and want to donate to her, let us know and we'll get that GoFundMe to you, because as you remember from the episode she was on, she's a fucking delight.
Yeah.
So yeah, make sure that if you want to donate to
that. Let me see where they're at. They only asked for $3,500, and that was to buy PPE for the tattoo shop and her hair salon, and to pay rent. They are at $2,800 of $3,500 right now.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's like fabulous.
Dinner time, since like 5 o'clock. She asked me, should I do this? I was like, fuck yes, you should do this. People love you, goddammit. It's okay to ask for help. And she's like, I did it, girl. I was like, good. Did you advertise it? Because Maggie and I had a friend that did one and didn't advertise it. And I was like, bitch, if you need help, you got to tell people.
And not advertise it. That's the whole freaking point.
Yeah, like, so buy local. Please. Do that research. Shop from your friends. Support them during this time. So I definitely have been trying to do that. I don't need a whole bunch of stuff, so.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing. If you guys don't need it, you don't need it. But if you do, especially a time like this, has got to teach people to really be able to come together. And the difference between shopping local and, yes, supporting your annoying salesy friends, because you know what? If one of them bitches was selling a fucking car, you know that they would be going to you to buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, do it. We educate. We love our products. So buy from those people, please.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. I have been doing it and I feel better about myself just doing that.
All right. So besides that, Maggie, too, anything else you want to promote right now? Your Twitter or anything like that, or your TikTok?
I mean, come follow me on Instagram. I've completely redone my Instagram feed and I'm so much more happy with it. So at x.maggie.ann.x is my Instagram handle, or come follow me or friend me on Facebook, Maggie Ann on Facebook. I'm doing a lot of new stuff there. Michigan All Terrain Photography, also on Instagram and Facebook. Both pages are on there. Come follow me, guys. I got some new projects I'm working on. I'm getting into some new things like commercial photography, so I'm excited about that. May or may not be trying to get the self-confidence for that self-portrait stuff going on. This may or may not be why I bought the lingerie.
All right, well, find me and Shannon on all of the social media platforms at That More Thing. That's the name of the podcast that you're listening to right now. I really hope that you knew that, because if you didn't, God, we done fucked up. And you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 236. Nailed it. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.